Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast.
I'm telling you, I've seen adults make one mistake in life, mess up one time, and the devil hold it over their head the rest of their life because they can't get over it. They can't forgive, they can't repent, and the devil holds them right there. Jesus said, listen, you're going to be great in my kingdom. Let me tell you something. You're going to work for me, you're going to fall on your face 1,000 times a day. And you better get used to it. You better learn how to repent quick, forgive quick. You better know how to jump back up, put your hand on the plow, and start moving again. You know, that scripture in its entirety says this. The righteous fall and get back up 7 times, but a wicked man falleth and refuses to get up. You know what that means? He refuses to trust God, that God can somehow restore him and replace him. And he lays down and he wants to feel sorry for himself. He wants everybody else to feel sorry for him. And he won't get up and do anything. And Jesus said, if you ever do anything for me, you better understand you're going to fall on your face. I tell kids, you're going to be a minister, a businessman, a scientist, a coach. Any great man or woman that ever did anything in life fell on their face 1,000 times getting there. Every great man or woman failed many times before they became a success. All we read about is after they become famous. You didn't read about when they weren't famous and they were struggling and believing and trying. And see, sometimes we miss that. Jesus said, listen, you're going to be great, but you're probably going to hit the dirt a few times. You can't let that stop you. So we got childlike humility. Got to be humble. I'm not in charge. Got to stay needy. Got to stay simple. I cannot worry about failure. Next childlike trait is childlike identity. You know, kids learn who they are from what people tell them. You know, life or death on the power of the tongue. You're stupid, you're smart, you're handsome, you're pretty, you're ugly. You know, dear God, get a life. And we listen to what people say because there's an anointing on those words sometimes. And I remember when Esau and Jacob were trying to get the blessing, when Jacob disguised himself as his brother because his daddy's blind and his daddy can't see. And his brother Esau's hairy. So Jacob plots with his mother and gets goat skins, puts it over his arm and fixes daddy's favorite meal to go in to get the blessing. Now dad's blind and can't see, so he reaches out and he feels that hairy arm. It's just goat skin. And he said, who are you? And he lied. He said, I'm your son, Esau. And all of a sudden he reaches out. Isaac reaches out to lay his hands on him and gives him the blessing. Now, he got it legally when he sold it to his brother for a bowl of beans. But daddy doesn't know it. Daddy's word said, you're going to be, and he prays this blessing over him. And then all of a sudden, Jacob, he gets what he wanted, the blessing. He runs out, takes off the skins. His mom says, your brother gets home, he's going to kill you, so you're going to have to hoof it out of here. So man, he hoofs it off to his uncles out of the country. It says Esau finally shows up later that afternoon, kills the deer, brings the venison to his dad, and he's coming to get the blessing. And he kneels down, and his dad said, who are you? He said, I'm your son Esau. So what are you here for? He said, get the blessing. He said, I've already given you the blessing. He said, no, you're not. And all of a sudden they realize what happened. His brothers tricked him. And the Bible says, Esau said, but dad, do you not have a blessing for me? He said, no, son, I don't. I've given the blessing. I've said it. Once I've said it, it's done. And I try to tell parents, watch your words when you speak over your children, because once you say words, they're done. Once you speak them, it's like words are critical in building greatness in anybody. You know, there are some coaches that are not great coaches, but they are great exhorters. They're great motivators. They get 100% out of mediocre players. Yet there are some coaches can't get 50% out of great players. You know why? Words. Words they speak, things they say. You know, Lou Holtz, you know, who's coaching in South Carolina, has had winning programs at Arkansas, Minnesota, Notre Dame, you know, won national championship, and he's known as a great motivator. What's he doing? It's the words that he's speaking. People don't understand. You know, they identify with it. He tells stories how I was just a little scrawny kid and I overcame this and I didn't weigh much and I did this. And he inspires people because words are so powerful. And kids identify with the words spoken into their life. You know, Jesus, before he faced the devil in the wilderness, God looked down and said, this is my beloved son and I'm real pleased with him. God said, I'm pleased with him. And if you're going to have kids going to do great things, mom and dad, we've got to start calling those things that be not as though they are. You know, God sent an angel to Gideon one day and called Gideon a mighty man of courage when he was a wimp hiding in a hole. Gideon was a wimp hiding in a hole, yet God called him not what he was. God called him what he's going to become. And if you're going to produce greatness in your children, we have got to become more prophetic in what we say to them, not newspaper editors from hell. We've got to declare what they're going to be, not just what they've done in the past. And we get sidetracked. We're looking the wrong direction. We're speaking the wrong direction. Greatness is going to become because somebody's going to speak great words into somebody's life, and that's how they're going to identify. And children identify with who's over them, who speaks. Next childlike trait is trust. Trust is a great thing. You know, kids trust you. When they're little, they believe you'll do anything. I've had my kids jump off the side of a swimming pool, and they couldn't swim a lick. I'm used to, my kids all love to swim today, but I used to love to swim. Man, I get in the pool, and I tell my little two-year-old, come on, Daddy, catch it, jump. I mean, come right off that diving board. Couldn't swim a lick, but because Daddy said, man, just jump, come flying off. Man, I've missed them a couple of times. They've gone under and brought them up, and they'll spit just long enough because they trust Daddy. Children trust everybody, sometimes too much, unfortunately. And what happens is we grow older, we grow to distrust people because we see they lie to us, they abuse us, they misuse us. But see, that's a great trait to have, trust. There's never going to be a great relationship without trust. That's why God says, trust in me. You know what God gets upset about more than anything else? If you read from Genesis to Revelation, the one thing that upsets God the most is when we don't trust him. It's not the sins of adultery, murder, cheating, lying. That disappoints him. But you want to really upset God. God said, why don't you trust me? If you just, I see the big picture. I love you. I've got your best interest. And kids, man, a childlike trait is to be very trusting. You know, he said, Jesus, you want to be great? Trust in me. I've got great things. Next is being carefree. Being carefree. I love this. Kids, they have no thought about that. We went on vacation a few years ago, and I'm taking the kids with me. Man, we're going out and going to the airport. You know, I bought plane tickets. I'm doing things to get them there. My kids just walk through the airport like they've got all day. Because, you know, Dad's going to get us there. They had no care. You know why? Because, you know, Dad's going to see to it that it gets done. They're not worried about it. They didn't buy the tickets. They're not trying to make sure they're on the plane because Daddy's going to take care of it. They are not worried about a thing. Kids get up. They're not caring about who's fixing food. Who's, you know, they don't worry about where groceries are coming from. They don't worry about if the lights are going to stay on or not. They have no cares. Jesus said, roll your cares over on me, for I care for you. He says, if you're going to be great in my kingdom, you can't stay anxious all your life. You're going to wear yourself out. You're going to worry yourself. Childlike wonder. Childlike wonder. Psalms 139 verse 14 said, your works, the way you've made me, you are too wonderful, God. Your works are wonderful, the way you've put me together. You know, childlike wonder is a wonderful, you know, we were created to wonder. I wonder what God's going to do. I wonder what great thing God's going to do tomorrow. You know, kids get up every day. They don't care what day of the week it is. They don't have day timers, day runners, day planners. They get up every day thinking, I wonder what God, man, it's sun's up. Let's get up, man. I mean, they're just excited, you know. You ever bought your kid a Christmas gift? You could buy a $100 present, put it in the box. Kid could open that present up, sling that gift all the way across the living room, and play with that box all day long. You know, because their imagination just runs wild, and they have a sense of wonder about them. Everything's just a neat deal. Everything's bigger than it really is. You ever gone back to your hometown, and you go back to the house you lived in, and you thought, man, that's awful small. I thought I remember that house being bigger than that. Because the kids, everything's big, you know. How big was the fish you caught? It was this big, man. Because life's just full of wonder, you know. They love that. And what happens to adults, sometimes we lose our sense of wonder, you know. We think God won't do anything big. You know, we're not impressed with him. Like, well, I don't think God can do anything. That's what the people of Israel said when they came out of Egypt and going to the promised land. And it said in Psalm 78, can God provide meat in the wilderness? They were almost mocking God. I don't think you can do anything. I don't think you can get me out of this. Some children, they don't think that. They think nothing's impossible. I mean, they believe anything. They believe reindeer can fly. Kids believe that. They have a great sense of when Jesus said, you want to be great? Childlike. Don't lose your sense of wonder. Next is childlike astonishment. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12. Childlike astonishment is remembering. I think the greatest thing a family can do is create great memories. That's why I like lots of pictures on the wall. I save all the scrap things kids made, you know, vacation Bible school stuff, certificates they get. Let me tell you something. The Christians with the greatest life are the Christians with the greatest memories. I'm going to say that again. The Christians with the greatest life are the Christians with the greatest memories. Memories are wonderful. You know, God said, pile these rocks up right here across the river. I want you to remember what I did. I want you to celebrate Passover. I want you to remember what I did. Don't forget me, because if you forget what I did in the past, you won't expect me to do anything in the future. And kids love memories. Man, they love to talk about the birthdays and where they went on vacation. Man, every time we do something, we take a lot of pictures. Man, buy little cheap cameras. Just take a ton of pictures. I want to remember God's been good. If God was good in the past, God will be good in the future. You know, don't forget what God's done. God was upset in 1 Chronicles. Said, you have forgotten my works. You have forgotten my wonders, my miracles. You have forgotten me. Therefore, you don't expect me to do anything in your future. You've forgotten me. And kids, they always love to tell those stories. Childlike imagination, make-believe. Kids love make-believe. You know, if you don't buy your kids toys, You won't warp them. They'll make toys themselves. You know that? They'll make swords out of sticks. They got great imagination. You know, I think Jesus could not wait to get to this planet to let his imagination run wild. You know, the first miracle Jesus did was at a wedding where they ran out of wine to drink. And all people saw was nothing but empty pots. Jesus didn't see 182 empty pots. Jesus saw 182 pots filled with the best grape juice you ever slapped your lips around. You know, one lady's coming down, got a dead child. Jesus didn't see a dead child. Jesus had a great imagination. He saw a child raised from the dead playing with his mother. Jesus did not see 5,000 men with their hungry families on a hillside. Jesus saw 5,000 people at an all-you-can-eat buffet lunch, take some home with you dinner. Jesus didn't see people drowning in the storm. Jesus saw the storm lay flat and making a walkway for him. He used his imagination. God said, I need you to be able, can you see yourself like I see? I see everybody saved and filled with the Spirit and serving me in the local church. Can we see ourselves like God sees us? You got to have imagination. Jesus said, if you can believe it, be it unto you according to your faith. If you can believe. I remember the man that prayed, Lord, help my unbelief. I believe, help my unbelief. He said, be like a kid. Imagine what I can do in your life. Man, have that great childlike trait. Childlike transparency. Let's move through these quickly. Kids are real transparent, sometimes bluntly so. Tell you things, I mean, you can see right through them. They have no hidden agenda, man. They just spit things out. Candor, I mean, just tell them the truth. You know, Ephesians 4:15 says, speak the truth in love. Childlike transparency, Adam and Eve, as soon as they sinned, they hid from God. Children tell you the truth. Did you do that? And they have to learn to lie. Did you do that? Uh-huh. Broke that. Really? Yeah. Did you color that wall? Uh-huh. Proud of it. See what I colored on the wall, Mom? They learned to lie, but in the beginning, they have this wonderful childlike trait, childlike forgiveness. One of the things I learned as a school administrator, kids are a lot more quicker to forgive than adults on a playground. Battles are short. Forgiveness is long. I've seen them hug necks after knocking each other down. Jesus said, look, I can't forgive you if you don't forgive one another. You want to be great, you better learn to stay childlike and not hold these grudges, not hold these things in you. Childlike celebration. I love this. Childlike celebration. We were at an airport in Houston years ago. Bad storm had come through. Nobody's flying. Parents are tired, dragging. I mean, kids are crying. It is packed. People sitting on the floor. And there were planes taking off and flying back and forth to the west, but nothing to the east. And almost everybody's going east. So every time a plane would come in from the west, this little four-year-old kid would jump up, plane, plane. And Dad said, shut up, kid, sit down. You know, Dad's cranky. Kid didn't know it wasn't his plane. He didn't care. It's just something's headed. Plane. And every time one would come in, plane. Daddy said, shut up, it's not our plane. But he was so happy. You know, the Bible says rejoice with those that rejoice. You mourn with those that mourn. You rejoice with those that rejoice. You know, if you can't celebrate somebody else's victory, I don't think you're going to have any of your own. She said, I'm trying to give you ways to have a great life. You got to become like a child. You have to stay humble, stay simple. You have to keep these things in your life. All these traits throughout the Word of God. God said, listen, you want to be great? Peter, James, look at this kid. Don't be childish. Have the faith of a child. Just believe. Kid didn't have a problem believing. He didn't believe that I can come back, that I can be raised from the dead. Child didn't have any problem believing that I can heal him, that I can meet his needs. Child's not worried about tomorrow. He's not got a day timer, a day planner, a day runner. He's not planning out his agenda. He knows I'm in charge. I'm going to order steps and show him what to do. Now, I want to tell you something. I want to achieve greatness. I want my kids to achieve greatness. To do that, I got to keep one thing in their life. I got to keep Jesus in their life. Jesus got to be the center and the focus of your life. He is your need meter. He loves you. He's given you all things pertaining to life and godliness. He wants to have life and life more abundant. He wants to do above and beyond all you can ask or think. But he needs one thing from you, simple obedience. He said, I don't want your sacrifices. I just want your obedience. You want to live long? You want to be blessed? Let's learn to be obedient like a young child. Let's have those kinds of lives where we spend our days in prosperity, our years in pleasure. Let's eat the good of the land because we've been willing and obedient. Let's get blessed so we can be a blessing and pass on what God's passed on to us. Father, I thank you for every family represented. I speak blessing on them, their marriages, and their children in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.